And let's see, acid, upward downer.
What is acid?
LSD. Mm-hmm. Dropping acid, that's a phrase.
You said uppers and downers, what are those?
Those are pills, barbiturates, and amphetamine. I guess that's all my drug scene.
It's probably more than I could name. What do you call a person who is addicted to the use of drugs?
I guess I would just call him... I don't know what I'd call him. I guess just a... I don't think I would call him anything. I'd probably say he's addicted, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about a person who sells illegal drugs?
Dealer.
All right. Do you have any slang terms for money?
Bucks. Mm-hmm. Dough. Bread.
Yeah.
Sometimes green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that.
Most of the time I just don't have any money.
Yes, I understand. Then a place where if you needed some extra money, you might go and take your watch and they'd give you some money and then you could go back later and redeem it.
Pawn shop.
Okay. Do you have any slang terms for cheap wine? Not brand names, but general terms.
No. Not that I can think of. No, because if we're talking about cheap wine, we usually get the brand name. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. How about any slang names for beer?
For bad beer. Try not to drink it, so... gee. Sometimes we call it backwater. But that's about it, and that's just rare. I think that only happens on certain occasions.
How about any names for illegal whiskey, the kind that they used to make in stills?
Moonshine.
Anything else for that?
Sometimes I've heard some people call it wildcat pits, but I don't know. That could be just...
All right. Did you ever hear the term splow?
No.
Okay. Do you have a special name for a really bad section of town where all the drunks and the bums hang out?
No.
All right. What would you call X-rated movie theaters?
Probably just X-rated movie theaters. I don't have enough.
What about the movies themselves?
Just probably X-rated. I'd probably say cheap thrills or something like that.
All right. Then, changing the subject now. More pleasant topics, I guess they're more pleasant. What do you call the person who delivers the mail?
The postman.
Suppose it's a woman.
Postman, probably.
Okay. And how about the person that picks up the garbage?
Garbage man.
All right.
These are real tough.
Well, you might say trash man.
Right.
Or you might say sanitation engineer or those kinds of possibilities.
No, I mean, like, you add man to everything. Kind of thing.
What do you say a person has if he can gain favors from City Hall?
I know what you're talking about. I just can't say the word.
Well, you might say influence, or what else
would
you say?
That's what I would say.
What?
Influence.
All right. Would you ever use the term clout?
No.
Okay. What would you call a city employee who has no real job and no responsibilities, and he doesn't do anything, but he gets paid for it?
My sister. No. Chi.